We're in the middle of, luckily we still have the board from last time. We're discussing the Sugya Bailus Bisuri Hana'a. And we mentioned the famous machloks, we've shown them all over Shas, whether you can only Suri Hana'a, whether you can not only Suri Hana'a, and that our Gemara seems to be the clearest raya from one side of the machlokas. Einam Rishus Shaladam. So the question is, how do you defend our Gemara according to the Ritz of the Ran, etc.? Why does our Gemara say it's not Rishus Shaladam, it's just Asan HaKasuf? So we have two answers based on the nature of what we had two answers, assuming that Isuri Han, all Isuri Hana'a are equally Bershus. So just even though you have Bible study Isuri Hana'a, you don't have Bershus. Let me just repeat this. Give me a second. Question was, if you own Isurei Hana'a, why does our Gemara say that Chametz, obviously on Pesach, is Eino Bershuso? So, the approach we had, again, this is only Kasha from the summary shown, and the approach we had last time, Yaakov had its formulation, or Chana had his formulation in the same similar direction, which is, one answer is that you do own Chametz, but it's not Birshuso, reminiscent of the Tzos, that Shalom below Birshuso, meaning, here we have two sub-formulations. We'll put Rav Chana first, just go in chronological order. Says Rav Chana, it's owned, but not called Shelcha / Lachem. And therefore, the word Shelcha and Lachem means more than ownership. It means useful to you. And therefore, it's not and controlled by you. Right, not called Shalchar Shalachem because it's not useful and or controlled by you. Right, or what Yaakov suggested, which is just saying similar to Bochanan, but by a specific Pesach word, as opposed to a word that would be in Pesach and Sukkos and other things, which is that it's owned, but not called Bivatechem. Because there's no practical access, right? That's what you were saying? Or you could have said, maybe it's not called Nimtza, Nire. Okay, what these have in common is that they're admitting that you own Chametz. The other approach is that of the Chasam Sofer. The approach of the Chasam Sofer is that maybe the fundamental difference between Chametz and all of the Isuri Hana'a, right? Maybe you do own other Isuri Hana'a, but not Chametz, shiny Chametz. Maybe Chametz is more Chametz than all the Isuri Hana'a. All the Machlokas, we've shown them all over Shas, was about all the other Isuri Hana'a in the world. All the other Surana in the world is machlokes we've shown, and maybe you own them, maybe you don't. But by chametz, lekuli alma, you don't own chametz, because chametz is more chametz than all other Surana. Why is chametz more chametz than all other Surana? Of what does the Chasam Sofer say?
Well, that's
Chasam Sofer says exactly, says the Chasam Sofer, because of the Chiyuv Biyur. To this, Chasam Sofer is a very, very good point. All other Isuri Hana'a, I can't be Nana from other Isuri Hana'a. But I do have certain control over them, right? I can keep them around, and put them where I want and decide when to throw them out, when not to throw them out. I can't, they're not useful to me, but I can still do useless things with them. Right? As opposed to Chametz on Pesach, where I can't even do useless things with it because I'm not allowed to keep it even for 1 second because every second is Bal Yerav, Yimatzei is Chiyuv Biur. Right? All other Yisrael, now there's no Chiyuv to destroy them, even though we say Orla is Misraf, and he points out. Doesn't mean it's a Chiyuv, almost all posts can say, not almost all, Rove posts can say, it's not a Chiyuv to burn Orla whenever you see it. Just means that if you, when you're ready to destroy it, you should burn it. And even if you have something like Nosar, where there's a mitzvah to burn it, there's no Chiyuv to burn it right away. Right? You can wait and burn it later. So that actually, it's a very convincing answer, right? The Chiyuv beer, meaning you have no, not only can't you do useful things with it, you can't even do useless things with it, like just decide what closet to put it in, or how long to keep it in the closet, because you have to burn it right away. All other Yisrael, they're not useful, but you have the right to do useless things with them. Okay? It's actually a very, very convincing shot. So convincing shot, I'm not sure if we need another shot. But nonetheless, meaning, so you can't even do useless things with it, right? Like you can with Arla and Kliakarim. That I can just, I don't know, decide to put it in this closet or the other closet, in the attic or the basement, for 1 week or for 2 weeks. Okay, what I wanted to time up is, not sure it's necessary, because the Chassam Sofer is a very, very nice shot. It's very convincing. But nonetheless, maybe this would go together, is that it could be that even within the Isra Hanav, there's a difference between the Isra Hanav of Chametz and the Isra Hanav of everything else. That's already a big chiddush. Right? Maybe Yishlomar. Right? Maybe you can say that even within the Isser Hanoah de Chametz is more Chomer than the Isser Hanoah of Kol Tarkul of Orla and Klaya Kerem and Pigal and Nosar, etc., etc. Why would that be? Because we do find in a few places, perhaps, that the Isser Hanoah of Chametz is different than all of the Isser Hanoah in the world. Someone want to give me an example of where we see maybe this all controversial, the Isra Hanoah of Chametz is more Chametz than every other Isra Hanoah in the world? Giving it to a Hefker dog. So the Bavli doesn't say anything about Hefker dogs. Bavli says nothing about Hefker dogs. As a matter of fact, Rashi, there was a Rashi here someplace, on the top of Daf Hayam at Bays says, in the first skinny line, which by definition is the fifth line, says Yavarena b'davar acher. If you hold that, if you don't hold like a Yehuda, hold it to be your chametz not b'sreifa. There are other ways to mivar yachilin or klavim or yishchana yam. You could throw it in the sea or feed it to dogs. It sounds from Rashi like, or he didn't mean your dog. That would be hana. Sounds from Rashi like you could feed it to a hefker dog. Maybe Rashi didn't think the Bavli you could do through Yerushalmi, but the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Rishonim bring down the Rishonim. You can't feed it to a hefker dog. And here we have a big machlokas, right? Let's just look at the following question. If here we have the Esra Hanaa Dechavit, is it Shava L'chala Tarkula or Chamir from Kala Tarkula? Right? What's the relationship between Chametz and Kala Tarkula? So, the one place we see this come up is Kelev Hefker. Right? First of all, let's say the Fi Rishon. Against Rashi on Daf Hayam and Beis, who seems to disagree with that Yerushalmi, the best I can tell. Right? So let's take the Yerushalmi, Kelev Hefker. Why can't you feed it to a Kelev Hefker? The Yerushalmi doesn't say it. The Yerushalmi Darsh Torah Pasuk says, Lo Yeyachel. What does Lo Yeyachel means? Even to a Kelev. The Yishami says, well, what does that mean, even to a caliph? The Brisa says, even to a caliph. Says, well, not your dog. That's obvious. It must mean a caliph hefker. Okay, but why can't you feed it to a caliph hefker? So this is very controversial. What does the Magen Avraham say? At least our version of Magen Avraham. Because it's Hana. Why is it Hana? Right? We discussed this. Whoever's my afternoon shir. Because feeding, why is it Hana to feed it to a caliph hefker? After all, it's caliph hefker. I'm not getting nutrition for my animals. Why is it Hana to feed it to a stray dog? Because I enjoy giving it to a stray dog. You never see an old lady in the park feeding the birds? Why does the old lady in the park feed the birds? Because she's not doing something illogical. She's getting her money's worth. She enjoys feeding the birds. Right? Meaning, Hana doesn't have to be something you have a financial benefit from. Hana means something you enjoy. And I enjoy feeding the birds. Right? So that's what the Magen Avraham says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And if you look in the Bir Halach, not the Bir, the Shar Etzion on the bottom of that Mishnah Berurah, which wasn't the Mekorshi, if you look inside, he says, and if so, who adin other Isuri Hana? You also can't feed Basra Chalav to a dog. You also can't feed Arlan Klayakarim to a dog, because you enjoy it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, and that seems to be the Magen Avraham, that this is just the general rule. The Mishnah was explicit, although it's in a Shar Etzion, which was not on that. So maybe you could say, Aser Mishum De Nene. Right, again, it's a Kiddush that's called Hana, but that makes sense. If I go to a movie that's called Hana, what do I gain from going to a movie? It doesn't matter. I enjoy going to the movie. Right? Mishum De Nene. That is the Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah, and as the Mishnah Berurah adds, right, in the Shar Etzion, on the bottom of that Mishnah Berurah, B'hu Adin, B'chali Suri Hana'ah. There's no special Chiddush. However, the Levushei Strud here changed the Gerus of the Magen Avraham, says, Mahanehu Lebehema, Kach Tzarech Lomar, that I put on the new Makor sheet. Okay, I don't know why you have to change the Gerus of the Magen Avraham. Why can't the Magen Avraham have a different opinion? But okay, he thought the Magen Avraham meant not because you're a Nana, because the Behema's Nana. Then it's very funny. Who cares that the behemoth's Nana? Right? Last I checked, when Hashem came down at Har Sinai and gave the Torah, he only gave it to people, not to dogs. So the behemoth's allowed to do whatever he wants on Pesach. So who cares the behemoth's Nana? So here the answer is the Makor Chaim, the Nesiva says there. I don't have it in front of me. But what does the Makor Chaim say? He says, no special Gzeiras HaKasuv. What's a special Gzeiras HaKasuv? That what does it say about Pesach that it doesn't say about other Isuri Hana or about
Yeachel?
Yeachel. It says Yeachel. Interestingly, it does say about some other Isuri Hana also, but apparently somehow we darts in Pesach. Yeachel says the Levushei Strut seems to go this way. What is his problem with the Magen Avraham? His problem with the Magen Avraham is that he doesn't think you're Nana. That's not called Nana. Okay, then Machluk is what's called Nana. Okay, what they would say about movies, I don't know. Meaning each case is slightly different, but they don't think that's called Nana. Agav, there is a Mordechai, which I didn't put here, who says you shouldn't throw your chametz in the street because it will be eaten by Kelev Hefker. You have to throw it in like the outhouse. What do you mean? If you throw it in the street and it is eaten sometime by Kelev Hefker, would you call? Would that be because of your brother, Mr. Brua? Like you enjoy feeding the dogs just because you throw it in the street and someday a kelev will come. It sounds more like he's like the Lucy Strut. You just can't cause an animal to eat it, right? So here we have the Lavushi Strud, and, well, that works, I don't have it in front of me, and the Makor Chaim says, because the kelev is Nana. That's the problem. The problem is that you're Nana. The problem is the kelev is Nana. Oh, the kelev's not chayav in Helchus Pesach, or anything else for that matter. Right? Taka. The kelev was chayav a little more yechratz kelev l'shono, but I still don't think we'd say af hein and say the kelev's chayav to keep Pesach. So, what's shot? Because kelev is nana, and lo ye'achel means afilu agyadei kelev, meaning there's a fundamental difference. And although the Yisur HaNoah, you shouldn't be Nana. But chametz, not just you shouldn't be Nana, but it shouldn't be eaten. It shouldn't have Hanah come out of it. Now, again, that doesn't mean I have to go to all comings in the entire world, in the house of a Goy, in the house of a Kelev Hefker, etc., and make sure that it's not eaten. But it means that if I am dealing with Ma, if I am dealing with Chametz, then I have to make sure that Chametz is not eaten by anybody. I have to make sure Chametz is not eaten by anybody. Okay, this might have some echoes of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai goes so far as to say, if you remember the second parak, what does Beis Shammai go so far as to say? You can't sell chametz to a guy that he's going to eat on Pesach if it's not going to spoil before Pesach. It's not clear whether that's for a Doraisa reason, whether that's for a Rabbanan reason, but certainly that would be taking this even a little further. Even though you put it out of your Rishus before Pesach, you have nothing to do with it on Pesach, you even have to worry in advance to make sure chametz is not eaten on Pesach. Okay, but we're not Beis Shammai next, but still, halacha l'maisa, we see a difference. This ties into the question that all the Rishonim ask on the Rama in the second halacha of Hilchos Pesach. There's a famous theory they ask. Now, the truth is that if we're doing the second parak, which we learned once, I don't know if anyone's been around since the second parak, Pesach, it was many years ago, but there's a few places the Rambam has theories about this. So you could say, you know, we're answering one particular place, maybe their other answer is based on putting together a lot of Rambams, but okay, we'll stick with what first and say here. There's a famous machlokis in the second parak between Chizki and Rabbi Abahu. What's the machlokis? What's the marker of the Isra Rana by Chametz? Really, what's the rule of Kol Torah Kula? Chizkiah says, whatever the Torah says not to eat is also Banah until there's a drasha of Matar Banah. And the Rambam agrees with that. Hilchos Nachos Asur says the Rambam, everything that's Asur in the to eat in the Torah is Asur Banah until proven otherwise. Rabbi Yabal said, no, that's Rabbi Yabal, I apologize. Chizkiah says, no. Everything's Matar Banah. Only when it says Lo Yachol Banah. So it's a stira. You don't need Chizki and Rabbi Yabal to know the stira. The Rambam says in Hilchos Machol Suras, everything it says not to eat is Asur Banah. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Chametz on Pesach is Asur Banah, because it says Lo Yachol. The Kasha is, but even if it wouldn't say Lo Yachol, would be Asur Banah, because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Machol Suras, that all Yisur Yachila are Asur Bahanah. When the Rambam says here, Chametz Pesach Asur Banah, Shenemra Lo Yachol Chametz, and just make sure he knows that he means the ye'achel, the vowels. Lo yehevo heterachila, according to Lashon Chizkiah there from Nachlof Aleph, right? There can't be any type of heter there. So why does Rambam need an extra drasha? So here, this is the famous question, right? The Rambam, Aleph Beis, right? Lo ye'achel. Why does the Rambam need an unnecessary drasha? So, there are many different answers. Says the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah. What do they say? How do they answer the Rambam? Why does the Rambam make this unnecessary drasha? After all, it's also about not even that Lo Yochel. That's the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah say. What does the Lecha Mishnah say? Said the Lecha Mishnah. Let's see. Okay, maybe that's what you meant. He says, really, everyone agrees that this pasuk sounds more pasuk like an Isra Na. You're right, it would have been an Isra Na anyway. But like, this pasuk even proves it more clearly. Right, so like, basically what they're both saying, it's not necessary to bring Lo Yachel. It's just, you might as well prove it extra with a nice pasuk. Is that what you meant to say?
I mean, I would say it's slightly different. I thought what they were saying is that to apply the Yavod rule is not necessary. Because here it's
tough. Okay. Okay, so, says the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, says, you don't need Lo Yeachel. You don't need Lo Yeachel, but you have it. Right? You're right. He didn't need Lo Yeachel to make it Asur Banah. But he has Lo Yeachel to make it Asur Banah, so he might as well bring it if he has it. Okay, quite possible. The Evan Uzzel says something different here. He's something a little more radical. Says the Evan Uzzel, you might have had Bahav Amina. I don't know of anyone, Agaf, who says there's always a third theoretical possibility. The Yisra Non Chametz is more Kal than Kol Torah Kula. I know a lot of Achronim say the Bahaf Amina. I don't know anyone says Maskana. The Amina says, no, really, if it only said Lo Yochal, you wouldn't know the Isra Na, because you would have thought this was more Kal. Why is it more Kal? Because it's an Isra Zman. It's only Usher for a certain amount of time. So therefore, you would have been half mean it was more Kal, right? So says the Ibn Azal. He says, because without Lo Yochal, you would be matter hana. Oh, that's not true in Kol Tor Kula. Anytime he says Lo Yochal Asa Hana, no, because that's more make behave mean. That's more make in the Kol Tor Kula, because only Nisr's man. Okay, not 100% clear why. Just because Nisr's man is matter hana. No, okay, well, not saying we're so convinced. You'd be matter because it's only an Isser's man. Okay, not, I mean, the Marobach is a better story in his context than here, perhaps. Okay, however, what does the Sefer Kovetz al Yad say right there, Alatar? The Sefer Kovetz al Yad there says, well, you know, I'd even go so far as to say, what does Vas Emes say? What does Vas Emes say? He says in the name of, who's he quoting? Who's this Vas Emes here quoting? That's the first, you know, on the bottom of the first page of sheet 30.
His grandfather.
Who is that? Moses. Memvav Zayin Mori Zakeni. Who's his grandfather? We don't have to be such Litvaks. We can know a little truth. This is his grandfather.
That was the Kutzker? The guy was the Kutzker Rebbe?
The Chedusha Rebbe. No, his grandfather's Rebbe was the Kutzker. His grandfather was the Shered, right? The first Ger Rebbe. Tzvas Emes was technically the third Ger Rebbe, even though in between them was really the someone who ended up being the first Alexander Rebbe. So his grandfather was the Chedusha Rebbe. So says the Tzvas Emes quoting the Chedusha Rebbe, right? In the without getting into contemporary religious politics, right? Let's say the Masorah of Ger was always to have the sharpest Gemara Iyun. Of the, you know, in the whole Chassidish belt. Right now that people are beating each other up over whether that's true or not. But that was the traditional, derech. So what does the Chedusha Rin say? Right? Julius Vassam is putting the Chedusha Rin. What does he say? He says, why is the Rambam saying Lo Yochal? Not because you didn't mean it, but you might as well because you haven't. Or because you would have had a half mean and not to Asrana. No, it's Asrana without Lo Yochal. What do you mean Lo Yochal? To make it a stronger Israna than everything else, right? It would be Asrana anyway. But this is a stronger Israna, right? Which is basically the same thing that the Sefer Kovetz, except for his last day, Sefer Kovetz, and the Makor Chayim of the Nesimus. Right? It says, yes, it would be Aser Behanda'ah without Lo Yochal. But now it's a stronger Isra Hana'ah. It's not that this he's just dashing an Isra Hana'ah. Right? Meaning, basically, three potions. Kesman is the Achmish says, it would be Aser Hana'ah without. But it's Asrana with Lo Yochal, and it's all the same. You just might as well give the drasha you have. Even other sense, you wouldn't have thought it was Asrana without, because you would have thought it was very Kal. Kamashwa, no, it's not Kal, it's equal to Kal Tarkula. They're saying, no, of course it would have been Asrana without Lo Yochal. The Rambam doesn't need Lo Yochal to tell you it's Asrana. He possibly like Rabbi Abo that every Israel is Asrana until proven otherwise. However, you need Lo Yochal to teach you it's a super Israel, not a regular Israel. What's the nafkamina being a super Isra'na, right? I mean, that's not enough of a shot. What's the nafkamina being super Isra'na? What does the Chedusha Rin say? Right? What's the nafkamina of being a super Isra'na? So, one nafkamina is the Chedusha Rin, quoting the Sfas Emes, he says that what's the difference in this Isra'na and every other Isra'na? Every other Isra'na, the Rambam says you don't get Malkus. You only get Malkus for eating, not for Hanah. That's the Rambam Shita and Kol Tor Kula. Why? There are many different reasons why. Says the Rambam, every other Isra'na is really a secondary aspect of an Isra Achila. It's like a halfway Isra Achila, like a qualitative Chatzashir of an Isra Achila, not really Chatzashir. But it's a half Achila, which makes sense. And he does Asra Achila, is Asra Hanah, because Hanah is like Achila. Every other Isra'na is just a achila sukbet. It's a halfway, a lower level of achila. And therefore, you don't get malchus because it's a chatzishir. Right? Really, you need to eat and be nana. If you're just nana, that's halfway towards eating. But when it comes to chamis l'yachal lo klal anah, to see you get malchus for anah, the isra anah is be'etzem, not just a partial violation of the isra achilas, be'etzem asra anah. So what does he say? He says that you're loka, meaning that it's asr b'hanah be'etzem, not just b'toras chatzi achila. Every other isra anah is asr anah because it's like achila, meaning arla is really asr to eat. However, hanah is like eating, so it's also asr. Klayakarim is really asr to eat, but hanah is like eating, so it's also asr. Pickle is really asr to eat, but hanah is similar to eating, so it's also asr. But chametz pesach is really asr b'hanah. It's also really asr to eat, but it's really asr b'hanah. That's lo yevachel. Really asr b'hanah. Now you see that it's a qualitatively different level of isra hanah. It's not really an isra achila, which has some side effect. It's a real isra hanah. What does the sefer Kovetz al Yad say? He gives two answers. His first answer is, so the Sefer Kovetz says the same as the Makor Chaim. Kelev Hefker, every other Isra Anah, you're allowed to feed to a Kelev Hefker. You're not allowed to be Nene, but you're allowed to cause Hana'a to happen. It's also for you to be Nene, but it's okay for you to have someone else be Nene. Yes. In Parish Mishnah, you're trying to say from Etzos, you're thinking of. Okay. The you're thinking of in Croesus. Okay. This is a big sugya in the Rambam, which here I'm going to disagree. I think it's a very more technical point that he's difficult in the Rambam because the Rambam someplace says all Hana you're not loka in and all should be even chametz. It's more technical, probably you always say there's an exception. Now, what you're bringing up, we discussed this at length in the afternoon shiur, is that I'm not going to get into it now, but I think you're wrong. There's a big question in the Rambam. The Rambam is very, very explicit to say for a mitzvah, so he thinks Hana and Achila are the same isra, not two different things. The question is, which is the senior partner, which is the junior partner? Does he think really everything, Be'etzem Asra Hana, just Achila, big Hana? Or really, Be'etzem, it's Asr Ba'achila. Just Hana as a side effect, is a secondary aspect of Achila. And in one place, he sounds like the former, which is what you were saying. But I think it's if you read the Nekuda Neflah and try to work out the logic, it's Mukhar's the latter. So I think that Kedusha Rim is right here. I'm not going to explain why now. If you're holding the Nekuda Neflah, you'll understand. If not, we'll go through it later. It just take me 15 minutes to go through Nekuda Neflah, which is not our topic. So we'll leave it for now. But I think it's Mokrith that he's right about this. Okay, says the Kovetz al Yad and the Makor Chaim, Kelev Hefker, everything else also for me to be Nana. Remember, he's assuming that it's not considered Hana to feed a Kelev Hefker. It's not only with the birds. Or the old lady with the birds is not really Nana. She's not really Nana. She's just doing a shtus. Okay, people are allowed to do shtus. Doesn't say in the Torah also do shtus, but don't say you're Nana. But no, you can't even cause an animal to be nana. Lo ye achel, like it shouldn't be eaten. Not by you, not by anyone else. That's much more hard. A third approach is also in the Sefer Kovetz. And it's also found in the, also found in the Tzlach. I think the Tzlach is here. Sort of towards the end of the Tzlach, he says something. What does the Sefer Kovetz say in his second answer? Right, this is his first answer. In his second answer, and the Tzlach, Tzlach says, lesser, but Sefer Kovetz goes even further, right? Lesser Hatzishir Shalana, right, based on the Rambam Halacha Zayin. Right, the Tzlach doesn't close to Chatzi Shir, but I sure means it. Lesser Chatzi Shir. Right, the Tzlach focuses on eating Chatzi Shir. The the Sefer Kovetz focuses on the Nene Chatzishir. Here, it's not so clear. You know, the Tzlach is not as clear as the Sefer Kovetz. The Sefer Kovetz is very clear. He's saying that other Isur Hanah, there's no Isur Chatzishir. Right? You know, let's leave. Let's make this very explicit in Sefer Kovetz, right? The Hanaas Chatzishir. What does he say? In Orlon Klayat Kerem, there's no Isur Daraisa to be Nene Chatzishir. But in Pesach, Lo Yeachil teaches an Isur Daraisa to be Nene Chatzishir. Okay, that's the Chiddush Lo Yeachil. There's even an Isur Hanaas Chatzishir. The Sefer Kovetz has a third opinion, which just would go here, which would just fit into Kol Tarakula. It just says the Havami is more Kal, right? Because you would have been Matir Hana'a, but not based on a Sfar like the Evana, also based on a Drusha. The Gemara later on says, how's your Yossi glue the notes Matir Hana'a? Because he darshan L'cha, meaning you're allowed to be Nana. Not the way we darshan L'cha. Right? Because of the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Haglili from Lecha. We don't agree with this drasha. He dashes Lecha means it's yours, do what you want with it as long as you don't eat it. Lo yira Lecha, lo yira, but it's Lecha, but you can do what you want. That's why Rabbi Yossi Haglili is Matarana. We mentioned it a few times. How do we know not to make that drasha? So he says, Adaran needs lo yachel to counteract that drasha and make it equivalent to Kol Tarakula. Okay, that's his third answer. We have here 3 points in which the Mefarshim say that Chametz is more Chomer than Kol HaTorkulu. Let's just make one more point. And here we're not necessarily talking about the Isra Hanah. We're talking about the Isra Achila. But there's a funny Rambam in Halacha Zayin as well. These aren't the only funny Rambams where you have similar analyses. But in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says the Rambam, the seventh Halacha of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, says the Rambam, Ha'ochel chametz atzmo v'pesach kol shu, or reza asur min ha-Torah. Shenemra lo yachel. If you eat a kol shu, it's asur min ha-Raisa, because it says lo yachel. But you're not kind of kares or karban until you eat a kizayis. So what's funny about this Rambam? We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in the 8th parak of Yoma that chatzishir asur min ha-Torah in everything, right? And the Rambam writes elsewhere that chatzishir of everything is asur min ha-Torah. So it basically, there's this pattern of the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, we're not going through all of them, that he takes rules that are true Kol HaTorkula and makes special rules out of them for Chametz on Pesach. Right? On Halacha Beis, he says, oh, it's also around, special drasha. No, that's the rule of Kol HaTorkula. And Halacha Zayin, special limud, Esar Chatzishir. No, that's the rule of Kol HaTorkula. Likewise, in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that there's a lab for Tarovis Chametz. It's Asur Iyah Tarovis of Chametz. Well, it's also your Tarovus of Isra and Kol Tarakula. We paskin. That's what's, I mean, okay, not clear what words the Rambam would paskin like. The Rambam clearly says in the 15th parak of Machos Asuros that if you have a mixture, at least of a significant portion, because I have to cross of Isra and Heter, it's also your Daraisa. So in all these cases, either there are three approaches, either Kesemishal and Hamishnayer approach. The Rambam is really saying the same thing as Kol Tarakula. Why he bothers to say special emphasis on Chametz Matzah, we don't know. In Halacha Beis, he didn't mean it's a special drasha. He just meant, well, you have an extra drasha, so you might as well put it out there, even though it makes no difference. Why did he darshan? What did the Magen Mishnah say? Why does he darshan Chatzishir? He's just telling you this didn't call Zohar Kula. He doesn't mean anything special. And many, unfortunately, the Gra and others say the same thing for Tarovis. Or you can say, okay, but also, in all these cases, you would have had a half of me. It's more common than Zohar Kula, because it's only an Isser's man. So you need to teach us that it's equivalent to Zohar Kula. Or you could say, no, Chametz is more common than Zohar Kula. Which is obviously the most intriguing possibility. I don't know which possibility is true. But you want to put things together and you think there's a yisod here.
They don't have a makor in the Bavli that any that Chametz is more chamur. I mean, you're not passing like Chizki or Nora Babo. You have
correct.
To hold
it. In the Bavli, there's nothing before us that says this. The Bavli, but Rishonim seem to pick up on it, right? Meaning it's not before us in the Bavli, not that way, right? I'll just bring another. Another issue that comes up here. How about the Rambam in Aleph Zayin, right? Which is Chatzishir of Chametz is Aser. Fahima. Right? Here we're not necessarily about the Isra Hanah, but I still think it's interesting. So what does the Magen Mishnah say there? The Magen Mishnah says nothing there. He says, and he says something. He says something to tell you, I want to say nothing. You should know that Chatzishir, Rabbi Yochanan says, Aser and Kol Tzarei Kula, Hu Klal L'Chamasa L'Aser. Yeah, this is just an example of Kol Tzarei Kula. You're not letting ask why the Rambam chose to give you an example of something that's always true. He's allowed to give him any examples as he wants. And if the Rambam had said, Chatzishir Gidan Nashir is Aser, that would have been okay. Shinemar Lo Yochlu B'nei Shal is Gidan Nashir. If the Rambam said, Chatzishir of Treifa is Aser, because it says Lo Tzochilo, that would have been okay. He's allowed to give examples. Says the Magid Mishnah, just the regular rule of Kolatar Kula. Or, always the second option, is found in the Maral Bach there. Maral, it's a little tough here. Once a year, he quotes the Maral Nach. You try to look up, and you look for the Shod Maral Nach. Sometimes you only find the Shod Maral Bach. I hope I made that clear. Why is the Maral Nach and Maral Bach the same person? Because his name was Levi, his father's name was Chaviv, and Maharal Bach means Rav Levi ben Chaviv, and Maharal Nach means Rav Levi ibn Chaviv. Nun is short for Ibn. I know it's the end of Ibn. I didn't choose the Rashi Tavos, you know, 500 years ago. Nun is short for Ibn, Bez is short for Ben, but Ibn is just Arabic for Ben. So the Maharal Nach, anyone with a Nun and Bez is the same thing, it just means son of. Ibn Ezra is the same as Ben Ezra, right? Some of the Rishonim call him Ben Ezra. But you abbreviate Ibn with a Nun, you abbreviate Bet with a Ben with a Bet. There's no one of this behind it. That's just what it is. Okay, so the Shut is usually called the Maral Bach, but again, it's the same exact same. Says the Maral Bach, quoting the Mishnah Melech, because there is a Havamina Lahatir. When I say Lahatir, I mean Lahatir Mina Raisa. I don't say Havamina to say you can do it. Practically, just that it's not Doraisa, because Isser Zman means what it say. There's a half, I mean, it's more common than Kol Tzarei Kula. Why? We know there's a general rule, Kol Chelev, that Chatzishir is Aser Minator in all trey foods. But those are trey foods that are Aser forever. You might have thought that doesn't apply to Chametz, which is only an Isser Zman. So therefore, you need a special drasha to teach you that it's Aser in Chametz, which is an Isser Zman. That's what the Maral Bach says. Right, basically, again, Magen Mishnah is parallel to Guest Mishnah here. Maral Bach is parallel to Evan Ozel there. You can either say it's just the same as Kol Tzarei Kula, there's nothing special. There just happens to be a nice pasuk, so they quote it. Because everyone would quote a nice pasuk if they can, but it makes no difference. Or because you're going to have a mean that it was less than Kol Tzarei Kula, so you need to equate it. But what does the Tzlach say? The Tzlach says to teach you that, that Chatzishir is more Aser than in Kol Tzarei Kula. No, the Chiddush is that Chatzishir in Pesach, you knew without saying a special drasha boy, achal the Chatzishir in Pesach, Aser min HaTorah. But you would have thought it's only Aser min HaTorah as much as everything else, as much as the Vela and Treifa, Shkatzim or Masin. Kamashla and Chatzishir Chavis is Aser more than the rest of the Torah. In what way is it Aser more than the rest of the Torah? What does that mean? Says the Tzlach, what says you sowed? Why is Chatzishir Aser in Kol Tzarei Kula? Because it's Chatzim Litz Terufik, because it could become a whole Shir. Right? So Chatzishir in Kol Tzarei Kula is only Aser if it could become a whole Shir. Like an example, which I don't think you mentioned this paragraph, but I think it's a flash somewhere else. What about if you eat, you know, half, I mean, okay, this is actually too complicated anyway. You eat half of a kezias of the bones of Eiver Menachai, where if you then mitzarf with another half kezias of the Gidin Basar Eiver Menachai is mitzarf to a kezias, would that be an Isser of Chatzishir Aser min HaTorah? The answer is no, because the special rule that Eiver Menachai, the bones of Mitzarev Kezaris, is only if you swallow it all at once, not if you swallow it in two bites. So it's not Chazit Listography. Okay, that's just an example where if in Kol Tzarei Kula, it's only Aser if he actually could be Mitzarev to a full Shear. Meaning, in Kol Tzarei Kula, what's the lumbus here? Chatzishir is only Aser because it could lead to a full Shear. Because like it might lead to a full Shear. But in Pesach, Chatzishir is Aser, even if it won't lead to a full Shir, it's Aser Be'etzem. It's not only Aser because of what it can lead to, it's Aser Be'etzem. What's an Afkamina? That on Yom Kippur, If I eat Chatzi Shir at the end of Yom Kippur, just as the third star is coming out, that's not an Issur D'oraisa, because it couldn't lead to a full Shir, because now there are three stars. Now it's not Yom Kippur anymore. But on Pesach, I eat Chatzi Shir of Chametz, just as the third star comes out, even though it's not Chazit L'Tzerufe, it's still an Issur D'oraisa, because on Pesach, Chatzi Shir is Asur Be'etzem, not just because of what it might lead to. That's the yisod of the tzlach. It's not just this weird case. The yisod is what's underlying it. Chatzi Shir is not only usher, very parallel to what the Achronim said about, what the Chiddush Rebbeim said about things or not. It's not only usher because of something else, like in Kol Tzar Kula, it's usher be'etzim. Right? The Chiddush Rebbeim says, Israel is not usher because of something else. It's usher be'etzim here. Chatzi Shir is not usher because of something else. It's usher be'etzim. No, the kol shir is because lo yachal. What's interesting in the Rambam here is that there's Rambam seems to have a pattern here which is not found in the Gemara. Meaning, halach beis is found in the Gemara, but not according to the way we paskin. Halach zayin is not found in the Gemara at all. The Rambam just thought these things. I don't know why. He just thought they were logical. Maybe if I think
about it. Upper and Torah Shabbatam.
What? It's the first and Torah Shabbatam. Okay.
Like the first Tosfos in the Masechta, even though Tosfos says it's Rabbanon, Sheikhmira Torah Bech Yisra Bal Yireh Bal Yimad.
Okay. Meaning maybe the Rambam in general saw a Chumrah of Pesach and wanted to find more of a basis for that general Chumrah. You know, when the Rambam saw this general Chumrah of Pesach, he therefore thought that that must be rooted in some very, very strict Oraisa. That's better possibility. I like that. Anyway, what's he saying? I don't remember to put it here. But more of the Talakula, meaning the Etzem, not only Chazi L'Itzterufi. Okay, what do all these means? Now, I didn't put it on the sheet, but you understand how you could have a very similar Hakira, and in the Shutmar al-Bach, he addresses this. When it comes to Agav, there's a nice Prima Gotim that ties into the Sfas Emes. About how the Israel Naz Be'etzem says the Brim Gadim, in Kol Torah Kula, the Israel Naz only as long as it's edible. Once it's not edible, it's also Motivan Na. If you can't eat it, there it can't be an Israel anymore. But in Pesach, it's on Pesach, even if it's not edible, there's still an Israel Naz because the Israel Naz Be'etzem. He doesn't mean if it's not edible before Pesach, then the Israel never caught it. It's on Pesach, you make it inedible. Right? If on Pesach you were bleaching it or burn it or et cetera, make it inedible, it's still Aseran Na. That wouldn't be true in Kol Torah Kula, because in Kol Torah Kula, Israel Naz is only a side effect of the Israel Chila. Here, the Israel knows the Etzem. So that Prima Gadim, the one that was in brackets, is very much in the same direction as Chiddush Rebbeim. In any case, give me a second there. In any case, what are we saying here? The An Agav, an Aleph, Perik Aleph Alachavav, there he goes even further. He says, not just a drosha, but a lav. He says, anyone who eats Eret Haro, Eret of Chametz, it's Malkos without Koretz, because the Komach Metzes lo Sochevo. And everyone asks, but you get Malkos for a Taroves of every Isra in the Torah, as he says in Hilchot Machlokes Asura, so that's a special pasuk. Why do you think a special pasuk here? And again, there are some of us saying, no, this is just the rule of Kol Torah Kula. Why is it a lav here? Okay, because this lav is really part of the mucker for Kol Torah Kula. Or, no, because it's Marmach, you don't have a mina. Here's more Maitel. There's no Isra Taro, this is only an Isra Smahan. You can't learn Kol Torah Kula. The next one's make it equal to Kol Torah Kula. Or you could say, no, this is making it more harder than Kol Torah Kula. You have to figure out exactly which way it's more harder than in Kol Torah Kula. You know, but we're not going to get to that. Now that's going to get much too complex for us. Anyway, what's the Yisod here? The Yisod here is, what do we see? We see that the Isra of Chametz on Pesach is much more chomer. It doesn't have to be. It's only according to one Shita. But according to one Shita, it's much more chomer than the Isra of everything else in the... it's much more chomer than the Isra of than the Isra of everything else in the Torah. And therefore, since it's so much more chomer, what are we going to say? We're getting the Rav, right? Then we got a chance to look at the Rav here. Right? He says in typical Brisker fashion, what did the Rav say? I don't know if you have to say this, but he says, the Isra Nav, everything else in the Torah is more of an Isra Gavra. You shouldn't be mad at That's an extension of the Yisrael Chilu. You shouldn't eat. You shouldn't be nana. Dogs can do what they want. You shouldn't be nana. And remember, there's a later mention by the Kohanim who got a difference by the same size, but expressed it differently in terms of Lashon Nekiyah, right? Ah, an Isser Gavra is really only in a Kizayis. Okay, it might be an Isser if it'll lead to a Kizayis. But says the Rav, he puts together especially the Kelev Hefker, the Pachs of Shir Al-Pi, his namesake, basically, he says, by Chometz, it's in your Hefza, which, of course, Bedoya can run. Moye Hakel is a Hefza Lashon, as opposed to a Gavra Lashon. What's fascinating is to take other layouts in the Torah and not say the same thing. There are a lot of people who are going to imply, no, somehow the Rambam knew that this Lo Yachal was more hard. But says the Rav, that the Kol HaTorah Kula, it's the Isra Hana'ah Al Hadafa. But Chametz is an Isra Hana'ah Bishmetza. And what are the best proofs? The best proofs are the rise of the Rav brings. One of the best proofs, I think everything he said is a proof, is Kelev Hefker. It has nothing to do with the Kafra. The Kafra is not Nen. But the Heftas being Mahane, as Lil Moshe Strutt said. And Pachas Mekashir. Right? And Pachas Mekashir. Because as the Rav brings, he said, someone's making background noise, Morty. Can you check into that? I got it. As the Beis Halevi pointed out, the Gavra is only eating b'kzayis, but the Heftz is Nechal, even if it's Nechal any amount, even if it's Nechal little by little, the Heftz still ends up being Nechal. Right? So, and of course, the whole Lashon Lo Ye'achal, which the Rambam makes a big deal out of, which, you're right, in Pashas the Bavli, we don't. The big deal, and Yerushalmi, it all comes back to Lo Ye'achal. Yerushalmi is based on Lo Ye'achal, but the Pshat Yerushalmi is like the Kor Chaim. It says, don't say it's your Kelev, that's Hanah. No, it's a Kelev Hefker. Now, I know the Magen Avraham would read, don't say it's your Kelev, that's obviously Hanah. The Chiddush is, even this is Hanah. No, it sounds like, it's not because of Hanah, not because of your Hanah, just because of Lo Ye'achal. Right? The Yisrael, that's what the Rav says, right? And the Yisod is, Ye'achal, which is a Lashon of Heftza, as opposed to Lashon of Gavra, and you add to that that it's a Be'etzim Isra Hanah, not just an extension of Achiva. And you basically get that Chametz is very different than Kol HaTorah Kula. Why is Chametz so different than Kol HaTorah Kula? Basically here, it goes back to the Sam Sofer. If you're going to say, I don't really need it because I have the Sam Sofer, I'd say, I don't really need it, but it's true. And it's a package deal. Everything else in the Torah doesn't want you to utilize. But the Torah's not against its very existence. Over here, the Torah doesn't just not want you to utilize it. The Torah doesn't want it to be utilized. The Torah doesn't want anything happening with Chametz. The Torah doesn't want anyone enjoying Chametz. The Torah doesn't want any use happening to Chametz, even for a Kelev Hefker. Again, I don't mean I proactively have to be a nudnik and go and find every Kelev Hefker in the street and check his duffel bag if he has any Chametz. I mean that I can't be part of a Kelev Hefker eating any Chametz. And by the way, most of them say, even if it's not my Chametz, most of them are Machker. I can't even feed Hefker Chametz to a Hefker dog, like the dog can't reach it, etc. I can, because it's a fundamentally different kind of Isra Hanah, and then it makes a lot of sense. Every other Isra Hanah, Be'etzem, is a useful Heftza. Just the Gavra can't utilize it. Okay, you still have Bailus over it. You have a side problem using it. A side problem using it doesn't mean that you don't have Bailus over it. But this is Be'etzem, not a Heftza. I don't mean not a Heftza. Be'etzem, not a monetary Heftza. Be'etzem, not Din Mamon. Right? This is something which fundamentally is defined as something which is not for people to do anything with. If it's fundamental definition of the Heftza, then you cannot buy this over it. If it's just a side problem, you know, there's a lot of side problems in the world. Maybe every, and you should know, by the way, we didn't get into everything, but even when it comes to other Yisrael Hanah, there are lots of Achronim or Machalaki. This is Hanah is a Gavra, this is Heftza, you know, Nidorim is Gavra, so there is Bailus. Arla is Heftza, so there's no Bailus. You can imagine all the Chilukim, as well as I can. But anyway, I think this is very, very convincing. The Rav does not tie it into where we started with. The Rav just says it as a Yesod, but I think it would be a very good explanation, similar to and go together with Chassam Sofer, why Chametz is fundamentally different than everything else in the world.
Yeah, just a question. Let me say that this is the exact polar opposite. It's fine.
Yes, what I would say is this Lemaskana is the opposite of the Maral Bach Behavimina. I'm not sure what the Marabas Baskana is. You could go either way, right? But the Marabas Havmin is that maybe there's more of a Nisar Gavrix. It's only Nisar Zman. Marabas Havmin is that everything else is Nisar Hefta, and this is the Nisar Gavrix. It's only for 7 days. Come on, that's the Nisar Gavrix. In at least the Havmin. It could be the Maskana, he comes back.
Is there anything you just extend Nisar Gavrix?
I don't know. That's, I have no way of knowing. I know the two possibilities, and I have no way of being
sure.
What? What?
He says Daka, I'm coming to wouldn't work to make a shua. I know everyone else says
it works. No. Okay, because Tosso says that even though I can't, a shua is not chal atop the mitzvah, if I make a shua nanti katsu shir, Tosso says it's chal, because that's not a, it's not so clear, that's not like a mefurish mitzvah, that's just like a side point.
He says coming to wouldn't
work. Exactly. By chametz, katsu shir is also be'etzem. If it's also be'etzem, then it's like every other law in the Torah. What? He has no right for that. He's just saying it. Correct. But it makes sense. Okay, so this is what I wanted to say
Rebbe,
about Rebbe,
so Rebbe, Rebbe, so is this only according to some Tanoim, but Rebbe Yossi Aglili, who holds that Chometz is Mutar B'Hanot, so Mahalach wouldn't work?
According to Yossi Aglili, the whole sugya doesn't start. I mean, the truth is that, you remember, the Ramban discussed. According to Yossi Aglili, do you say it's not Rishusha Shaladim or not? So according to Chassam Sofer, even Rebbe Yossi Aglili could get off the ground. Because even if it's Mutar B'Hanah, I mean, it's still a little tricky. It's still a little tricky, I must admit. But that's what Ramban struggles with. Can you get anything off the ground for Yossi Aglili? And that's really Machlokas Rishonim. The Ramban wants to say maybe you can, although, you know, he says it's going to be Dinyeosh, which sounds more psychological than fundamental. Really, we're not talking about Yossi Aglili. Let's forget Yossi Aglili for now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's
How does the Ptur of Shel Chirim fit into this notion that the Chefts of Chametz is like so menacing? How could it be that on the one hand, it's usher to feed, you know, Hefker Chametz to Hefker Kelev, but it's totally fine for Goyim to have Chametz. Seems a little off.
It does. So one possibility might be that, one answer might be based on the lashon of Mechilta, that it's just that the Torah wasn't matriach you to destroy chametz of a guy or to get rid of chametz of a guy because you don't have the ability to, right? Because the guy doesn't let you, and therefore that's not considered your fault. I mean, it's not your fault that the chametz of the guy is around because ein biyado levara was the lashon of the Mechilta. So it could be that it's not that the Torah is okay with that, but since you're not actively touching it or doing anything, and you're not even passively refusing to do something which is easy for you to do, therefore the Torah didn't make you go that far. It's a limit to how crazy you have to make yourself. It's not because in the values of the Torah it's fine, it's just a limit to how crazy you have to make yourself. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is that maybe the chametz of a goy is a totally different chefza. Chametz of a goy and chametz of a Jew are two different things. Allah, the Groz, Pshat, and Rashi, and Allah, remember, I mentioned the Havmina of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, that you could even eat the chametz of a guy. Maybe somehow the chametz of a guy is not even Chalosh Shem chametz. Chametz of a guy might as well be a rice cake. And now, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was hadar based from that, but you have to go one of those two possibilities, I think. Okay. All right. Yes, shoot.
First, what is there a clear makor for all of this midoraita from the Torah Shavitah?
The Rambam apparently thinks the makor is lo yeochel, which he makes a big deal of. Again, it's a little funny because someone will ask me, it's not the only place says yeochel in the Torah. How come the Rambam doesn't make a big deal elsewhere? So the Rambam must have had more of a makor than this. And here, you know, you might want to go back from some sofer says, look, there's value. Rabbi, you must say that the pattern here, remember the Ravaz says, why are we so makor about it? Must be because it's worse than Avodah Zarah because they say Zerhara. Okay, I'm not sure I'm willing to build my whole Maseches Pesachim on Chametz being the Yetzer Hara, but the point is the Red Vaz is right. There's, you just read the between the lines of the Chumash, and it's clear that Chametz is somehow worse than anything else in the Torah. You read between the lines of the Chumash, it's clear that the Torah doesn't like us eating Arla, but like, you know, the Torah doesn't start having smoke coming out of its ears when it sees Arla. You know, the Torah doesn't like a Yavashul Yiru Chalei Vimo, but the Torah doesn't get a heart attack every time there's Basar B'Cholam. But you read the Torah, and like, it really is true that there's like nothing in the Torah that the Torah is so against as it is against chametz. Whether that's because chametz is the yetzer hara, whether that's because chametz is some sort of bittel of the bris of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, whether it's because chametz is sort of, you know, sort of saying slightly different words, you know, going back to the very origins of being a Jewish people and being bris with Hashem, even in some ways to say, why is chametz worse than kolotor kula? On the other hand, I don't know, like, read the Bible. Chametz is before Matan Torah, right? Even before there's a Torah. Like, there's no Torah. There's no Har Sinai. There's no anything, you know. Chametz is more fundamental than kolotor kula, because literally it comes before kolotor kula, right? Even if Elohim Yitzrayim, the local Rabbanu play Har Sinai, not to mention one of us and one of us at Torah, we'd still be Asurim Chametz, right? What does Dayenu say? It's funny. It doesn't really mean, you know, that it's a theological, philosophical, ideal possibility. But even if we wouldn't have Arlan, Klaya, Kerem, and Bas B'chol, and Pigel, and Nosar, we'd still have an Isser of Chametz. There is something very, very fundamental about Chametz to the nature of being a Jew. Now, it's funny. Why is it only for 7 days? But there is something that the Torah has against chametz more so than anything else. Again, the Radbaz takes it. You all remember that Radbaz, how can you ever forget it? In the direction of Yetzer Hara. I'm not as convinced that's a little drushy. I think more I would go just pshat. Pshuto Shomekra. I don't mean Pshuto Shomekra, fancy Pshuto Shomekra. I just mean like mom is just like reading the simple words. That chametz is more fundamental to Judaism than Kol Torah Kula because it just comes before Kol Torah Kula. And chametz, the basis upon which Kol Torah Kula is built, right? On the basis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have Matan Torah and Sefiras HaOmer, v'chulei, right? So chametz is the foundation upon which everything else in the Torah is built. So it makes sense that it's, you know, that it's more fundamental. You know, you're not a good Jew if you eat Arla and Klaya Kerem and Bas B'chalov and Pigel and Nosar. But you're not a Jew if you eat chametz on Pesach. In the philosophical sense. And therefore, you know, chametz means the antithesis of the entire project of Chamisha Chomshei Torah. Arla is one thing that Jews aren't supposed to eat. I think we do understand why in Pshuto Shel Mikra it would be more chamer, even without a drush of saying that it is the Yetzer Hara, not that I'm against avoiding the Yetzer Hara. Yesh La'ayin, by the way, in Avodah Zarah. I know that Rakaz's whole point is more chomer than Avodah Zarah. We might expect to find some of these chomers in Avodah Zarah, and as a matter of fact, there might be some of these chomers in Avodah Zarah, especially in terms of Pachim, Kashir, etc. We're not getting into it now, but if we were looking for one other place where we might find similar chomers, we wouldn't be surprised if it's Avodah Zarah. Because, you know, that's obviously similar in many ways. Any other questions?
Couldn't you also say chametz is so inherently tied to Yetzias Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is a main tenant?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying in different words. Yes.
Okay. Second Rabbi, in our sugya, is there any reason not to explain like the Chatam Sofer? Because our sugya doesn't mention Yisrael Hana'ah in any place.
Right, I admit that I sort of stuck this in here as an alternative to Sam Sofer, and that's a weakness. Not because it's not a good alternative to Sam Sofer, but because the Sam Sofer is good enough. You're right. I have no hechriya from our sugya. Maybe I would just say it goes together with Sam Sofer. You're right. Then I admit that I don't need to say it to explain our sugya because the Sam Sofer is very, very good in and of himself. But I still think it's true. You know, if it's true anyway, I mean, I'm not going to say something with no rayos to answer a question that I already have a good answer to. But there are enough rayos that I think it's true. And, you know, I have to say it at some point this year. Because I have to do now. So at the very least, it worked out in a Shemayim. Okay, let's go right to the Gemara. The Gemara has stuff Zion. The Nivatli B'shis. Why not do Bittul in the sixth hour? Right? Remember, we passled every other, we have to do it at night. We passled every hour during the day. You can't do it in the afternoon because it's already Usher and so, and you have no right to mivatel. You can't do it in the fourth or fifth or first or second or third hours, for that matter, because nothing interesting is happening, that, and therefore you'll forget to do bittel. Wine in the sixth hour, which is when you burn it, right? Sorf and tefillah sheis, we'll see in the Mishnah later. So the answer is, kevan d'isur d'rabbanan l'beik d'raisa d'ami l'avar shusei kaim l'avar l'atzi mivatel. No, because it's also about nami d'rabbanan in the sixth hour. Since it's also d'rabbanan, it's also usher by your rabbi matzid b'rabbanan pashtas. Since it's also in the sixth hour, therefore, midrabbanan, you have no right to do bittel. And how do we know that an iser drabbanan also takes away your bailus or right to do something like an iser daraisa? The Amar of Gid, famous dinner of Gid, Amar Rav Chiyah, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, HaMakadosh, Sheisho, Solomala, Fidu, Pchiti, Kornaisa, Ein Choshen, the Kedushin. If you're Makadosh, from Sheisho, Solomala, even Mephite, Kornaisa, Kornaisa, shot means, I think, Kurdish. That's what Rashi says. It means Kurdish wheat. You know, Kurdistan? Remember, it's in the news sometimes. Which is very hard and doesn't leaven so well. Still, nonetheless, in Choshen the Kedushin, she could remarry someone else without a get. I give the girl Chametz on Pesach, even Darbanan, that's the Kiddush, right? Chametz Darbanan it is. I decided to look at second. That's the next Makoros sheet. Is it Chametz Darbanan because it's the sixth hour? But before noontime? Or is it Chametz Darabanan because it's the afternoon, but it's only Chametz Noksha? Or is it Chametz Darabanan because it's Chametz Noksha during the sixth hour? But either way, it's Chametz Darabanan. Chametz Darabanan is Mafkiya Kedushin Daraisa. Ema is Makadosh, the girl, and I gave it to her, and it's worth a prut of me. Daraisa, she can remarry without a get. Okay, the Gemara just asked, is this true? The assumption had until now true. Obviously, we just sort of what we're saying until now, and I want to go back and talk about the Rabbanan for a year and a half. But the assumption is that once the Isser is Chal, it's not for sure, so you can't do Bittel. Then we have a price against us. You remember you have Chametz in your house. Theoretically, you're supposed to burn it. But if you're in the base Medrash, you can't leave Shir. Then what can you do? Mavat lo believo, Echad Shabbos, Echad Yomtov, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yomtov. Bishlam Shabbos, Mashkach, as long could be when it's not Usher yet. Kilon Shechol Erba, also the Yosef Shabbos, like this year. Right, it's only the fourth or third hour or fifth hour of your Pesach Olos B'Shabbos. Eli Yom Tov, Basri Shor, Yom Tov, it's obviously after the Yisrael Chal, it's Pesach. So we see you can be Vatel even once the Yisrael Chal. Amar Bachar Bar Yaakov, no. Hach, it's not that you can be Vatel after the Yisrael Chal. Even on Yom Tov, the Yisrael wasn't Chal yet. Why not? Because Yom Tov is here, but it hadn't leavened yet. It was just on its way to leavening, but it was not yet leavened. Right, we're hosting 18 minutes. It's only been 17 and a half minutes. Right, and it's a Talmud Yosef Le Rabo Eskinan, but Nizkar Sheish Isha Mugugeles Besoch Beso. Oh, Miss Yari Shevetach, does you remember the dough is rising in your house and you're afraid it will become chametz, but it hasn't yet, so it's still water, it's over shoe. So, Kadim Mafli Machmid the Tachmetz before the Isser is Chal, basically before this chametz is the same as before Pesach comes. Dika Namadi Katani, right, that's where you get the minag. Anyone ever bake Erev Pesach matzahs? Or if you're Taimani, who still bake Pesach matzahs on Pesach? Right, what do you do when you bake on Pesach? What if a little piece drops on the floor, sits for 18 minutes, becomes chametz? Then it's too late to mivatel it. So everyone knows, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, when you bake matzah on Erev Pesach or Pesach, you declare that Baal Chabura tells everyone, let's all declare now. I don't know why, really, he has to want him. But any chametz that gets lost from the Lisha process and falls or hides anywhere and I lose track of is batel from now before it becomes chametz. Okay, that's the case. Dika Nami, what's the other proof? The Katani Yoshim so his better Shmamina says he was sitting in the base Medrash Shmamina. What's the proof? The proof is that he was sitting in the base Medrash, meaning if he wasn't sitting in the base Medrash, there'd be no problem. But since he's sitting in the base Medrash, there's a problem. What does that mean? If it's already coming, there's a problem either way. No, if he wasn't sitting in the base Medrash, there'd be no problem. He could just come home and bake it before it becomes chametz. But since he's sitting in the base Medrash and he can't get out of in the middle of Shir, therefore he has a problem. And therefore, he has to do bittel. So that's a deal. Okay, it's not yet chametz. It's fine. Okay, so we've tied up that loose end. Let's get back.
That would assume from that there's nobody else in the house, because if not, he's going to be over. A lot of people will be over something. He has chametz sitting there. I don't know what's going on.
Right. Fair enough. Maybe the assumption is no one in the house. Otherwise, the shashem yavalachlo. That's a good hara. Okay, so let's make that assumption for now. It's an interesting question. What if there was a chashashim yavu la'ochlo? Would sitting in the base medrash be docha the chashashim yavu la'ochlo? Right, it's not clear why you can't leave the base medrash. But Rashi says, isn't there a Rashi here? covered rabo, right? Not just bittul Torah. For bittul Torah, you know what? You're mevatel Torah to do mitzvos, right? If you have to go shake a lulav, you're mevatel Torah. He says no for covered rabo. So it's unclear. You know, it's an interesting question. What if he could be mevatel me, and that would take care of the daraisa? But his wife might eat it by accident. Shema yavla achlo. Shema yavla achlo docha covered rabo. It's covered rabo docha shema yavla achlo. It's a good question. On the one hand, our intuition is that shema yavla achlo is very chomer. That should be docha kvod rabo. On the other hand, in general, I found that our intuitions about kvod rabo are not as strong as Chazal's intuitions about kvod rabo. So it's always hard to, you know, to draw from conclusions. So I'll say I'm not sure. Okay.
It's only about sake, really.
It's only about sake, yeah, but it's going to be. You mean your wife won't eat it because it's not baked. Okay, yeah. But what if she bakes it and eats it by accident? You know?
It's very reminiscent of dairy bread and not being concerned about eating something like direct, like Zach or Zach or something like that.
Okay, sorry, two people were talking. Once the answer to Tzvi, who I heard a little better, because he's closer, not favoritism. That Tzvi asked that, and if he was stomping in the store, he would have to go home and burn it. That's because of Shem Yavloch, I think. Yeah. I mean, Takalim, because Chametz is not to rely on Bittul, right? So, Midrabanan. If you're in the store, what? Because there's a dinner about a tikkas chametz. Don't rely on bittul. Get rid of all chametz from your house. So midrabanan, you'd have to come home and either bake it or burn it. Midrabanan, because that's the whole takana that midaraisa bittul ba'al masai. Give midrabanan. Don't rely on bittul. So, but kvod rabo, you know, is at least dofa the midrabanan. Again, in what circumstances? Morty asked, do we ever draw the line? I don't know. Noah, what were you saying?
I think it's reminiscent of dairy bread, that the isser is that you can't eat it, you can't make dairy bread that might be eaten with basar, but not a food that will certainly not be eaten with basar in itself. You might eat...
Right, so that addressing Morty's concern. Okay, true, okay, I don't know, so I can't say anything because it's details that I don't know the post can discuss or not. Okay, now let's ask a very lumpish question. We all know that what's the general rule? Yesh koch biyad chachamim, lakar b'na Torah, dar b'na Torah b'shev al-tachnaf, come on, say, chacham can tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos, they cannot tell you to go and eat pigs. Likewise, the chacham cannot tell a woman who's married to go and marry someone else. That would be matring ishes ish. So, mida araisa, this woman is married, right? Because, after all, he gave her something which is totally mutter mehana mida araisa. Right? So how can the Rabbanan make her a Bimvat Likidush and let her marry someone else? How many answers are there to that in general? Three. Okay. Two. Maybe there are three. I don't know. So I said in general to give me a little room there. Right? You can in general, you can make any number into two. So what's Rashi's answer? What's Rashi's answer? Right? Right? Mekadesh be'eser hana'a. Or becoming drop on it, technically, right? The Rabbanan ain choshishin lekidushav. Right? Ain choshishin lekidushav. So, why? What does Rashi say?
After bit then.
Hefker bez then hefker. The Rabbanan were mafker and took it away, meaning... Right? And then he also adds, Kol Mekadesh Zayit and Rabbanan Mekadesh. Everyone's Mekadesh on the Das and Rabbanan, and Hefker Bez and Hefker, okay, why he's both those formulations of question in many sugyas. But Rashi, basically, what's the rule here? Anyone know what phrase the other Rishonim use, which is a phrase that the Gemara in six places associates with these phrases? Afkinu Rabbanan Mekadushim Minei. Right? It's an Afkinu Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan means valid Midaraisa. Right? Why is it valid midaraisa? Because they have the right of hefker, bits, and hefker. But, so one shot is Rashi. Rashi says, Chachamim hefkiu hakidushin. The Chachamim needed to uproot a midrabanan. Oh, what gives them right to uproot a midrabanan? They have special mechanisms for kidushin, which allow them to uproot a midrabanan. Who agrees with Rashi? The ritual quoted someone who agrees with Rashi. The Sefer Itter, right? The Rashi, the Baal HaEter, agrees with Rashi. He also says Sefkinu. And I didn't put these on the Makoros, but if you would flip to the Rif pages, you don't have to flip to the Rif pages right now. But if you'd flip the Rif pages to the beginning of the second perek, there's a Bala Mor in the beginning of the second perek, who, if I can find the line in this daf, one second. Shehimi Rabbanan, the Afkin Rabbanan, the Kedushimine, Rav Kittel also agrees with me in the second perek, says the Bala Mor in the second perek, Afkin Rabbanan, the Kedushimine, right? The same as Rashi and the Sefer Itter. The truth is, even on our sugya, we'll see in the next Makoros sheet, the Melchamos here, it's one word, so I don't know if they make a big deal of it, but the Melchamos uses one word here. He says, Hifkiyu Akidushin. Okay. Delofkin Rabbanan, Elamit Chilosh, etc. When will the Rabbanan Afkiya? So it sounds like Bala Itter, we can add the Melchamos. He says, Lovkin Rabbanan, Elo, they're only Afkiya in this case. Sound like Zavkin Rabbanan, right? And the Bala Mor in the beginning of the second parak. Okay, they'll say the Chamur Mafkiya. What's the other option? The other option, who says the Ritva. Other option? What?
The Ritva.
The Ritva. And who else? Well, let's see what the Ritva says. What does the Ritva say? Says the Ritva, this is not Nefkina Midarbon. The Rabban didn't have to Mafkiya these Kedushin. These Kedushin are Memela Mufka in Y. Says the Ritva, Lo Mishav Taim at the Kol Mekadosh Daiter Rabbanan Mekadosh Tzilos Rabbanan Itruzal like Rashi. Ela Shigachdino Menat Torah Mida Arise It's Memeila Not Mekadoshes. Why? To Shavar Pruta Amrachmana Veleka. Because the Torah says Shavar Pruta and it's not Shavar Pruta. Why is it not Shavar Pruta? Only Mida Rabbanan. But Lomaisa is not Shavar Pruta. I mean, when it comes to value, does it matter why something is valueless? There can be many reasons something is valuable. So let me give you an example. Let's say you have, a red sock. How much is a red sock worth? 2 shekel. Right? That's more than a pruta. All of a sudden, the despotic government makes a rule. No one's allowed to wear it. The king doesn't like red socks. He was traumatized, right? Once when he was a kid, he was abused by someone with red socks. So now that he became a king, he makes a rule. He says, no one's allowed to have red socks. If anyone's caught wearing a red sock, they're drawn and quartered. If anyone's caught owning a red sock, we're sending secret police to spy on you. If we find a red sock in your house, we execute you on the spot. So what does everyone do? They burn all their red socks. Now, how much do you think a red sock is worth in this kingdom? Less than a pruta, because no one's going to pay for a red sock because the king's going to kill them. Now what? Okay, what if I'm a cottage girl with a red sock? So would you say, well, me darais, it's worth a lot? No. Like, what do you mean d'oraisa? Value is not a d'oraisa concept. It depends on the shuk. There's a free market. Value depends on the free market, what's worth how much. The Torah doesn't declare what's valuable. The free market declares what's valuable. And I don't care why it's not valuable. If it's not valuable, it's not valuable. After all, if this despotic, traumatized, psychologically messed up king could make it worth less than a fruit of B'efkia, the Kedushin, then why are our holy sages any less than a despotic, psychologically troubled, tyrant. So, whose language have I just quoted? What does Ravina Peretz say? Let's check Ravina Peretz's language. Says Ravina Peretz. He says, etc. Right, the Mishnah Shabbakasa Vileka, because you can't sell it, and you could sell it, no one would buy it. Right? I think even more so the language of my colorful example, Tarti Mashma, was the Meiri. What does the Meiri say here? He says an interesting formulation. He says, one second, let me just find the Meiri I was looking for here. Says the Meiri, Shekol Shenaser La'Aver Ezadaber Bahana'a, Asro Misha Asro. It doesn't matter who Asro did. Could be rabbis, could be kings, could be, aliens. As long as someone Asro did Bahana'a, and Misha Asro. Ain't a Mammon. It's not Mammon anymore, right? It's not worth anything anymore. Meaning, what's the other option? The Ritva, there are being parrots. Agav, if you want to add, right, what's what was my minig apparently, whoever's in the riff pages, I didn't put on the Makor sheet, right? But if you want to add whoever's in the riff pages, the Lashon Riaz in the Shilvi Gemara says, Holvu Asra Nomi Devei Sofer, a kid Shav Adavar Shei Bo Shavar Pruta. Certainly sounds this way as well, but you're right, he's not as explicit as the Ritva and the Rabin Peretz. And the Meiri is almost as explicit. They say, no, Mi De Oraisa Eino Mekudeshes. Because it's not Shavar Pruta, or in the Lashon Meiri, it's not Malon, which means it's not Shavar anything. Right? Because it's not Shavar Pruta, Mi De Oraisa. What seems to be the... Now, okay, so what are the... what is Rashi going to say back? Oh, they have a good point. It's not Shavar Pruta. After all, Asra Misha Asra, the mice says not Shavar Pruta. Okay. Okay. Yes, but that Tosos is within the... why Chacham can we have Kiyah Kiddushin? I mean, put that in here. The Chacham of Kiyah Kiddushin, I mean, what am I saying now? We're not now learning the sugya of Afkin Rabban Kiddushin Neyev. Why Chacham empowered to bring up Kiyah Kiddushin? Is it because of Hefker Bez and Hefker, and then how does it work with Star and Bia? Is it because of Kol Mekadesh Dike or Abadim Mekadesh, and what exactly does that mean? Is it because Yesh Kof Biyak Chacham Lakar Dover and Torba Kumba say Bidover Hadomat, to use the language of the Tosos that you're quoting? Maybe both. Fine. Seder.
In Yavamos.
Tosk me a few places. Anyway, that's all within the Humbi Mafkiya Kedushin. Why Rabbanu Mafkiya Kedushin is a great sugya, which I think we've discussed in Shir X years ago, but that's not what we're going to discuss now. Basically, the question, you see the fact here in the Hum Mafkiya Kedushin, or is it Mele Mofka? Because the Maisa, Asro Misha Asro, I don't care if the market forces come from Bill Gates, or they come from the king, or they come from the holy Jewish sages. Lamaisa, it's not worth anything, right? If Lamaisa, it's not worth anything, then it's not Kiddushin. Now, the question is, of course, what's the Yesod HaMachlokes between Rashi and, what's the Yesod HaMachlokes between Rashi and the Ritva? Why does Rashi Udine think Midoraisa is Kiddushin? I mean, what do they think Midoraisa is? Well, when it is Shavar Pruta, right? Midoraisa... Aval mida oraisa hari kincha b'mamon shavar pruta. It's only mida rabbanan they were mafkia. And of course, could you defend them just on the simple level? Isn't the Ritva true that it's not worth anything? So what might Rashi answer? After all, a guy would buy it. What do you mean it's not worth anything? It is worth something. It's not worth something in the Jewish shop. It's not worth something to me, not worth something to you, but it's objectively worth something. Just we have a side problem using it because we're bound by the halacha.
But I think that's the great thing that the Supreme Peretz says that he adds the other reason that no one would buy it. Rashma that is talking about, like, just the Jewish society.
Right, which is a little... Right, of course, it's a little funnier in Peretz. He says, A, I'm not allowed to sell it. Fine. B, no one would buy it. What do you mean no one would buy it? You never heard Goyim? I don't understand. There was a town where there were no goyim in the days of either Rabbeinu Peretz or of Rav Gittel or Rav. There were always goyim. But goyim are not a new invention. So it's a little funny. I mean, it's a strange... What do you mean no one would buy it? He says, oh, Jewish society wouldn't buy it. Why Jewish society? I mean, objectively, it's worth something. So, yes. So... Is it so much? It's mechudish. It's hard for me to tell what's so mechudish. Okay, that's obviously what the Tzod Berim states. We'll get back to that. What about Shemeshav Prut of a Magai? Right, that's an interesting question. Unless we mean only Jews in Magai, it's still a little funny. Unless he just means it's hard to find someone. I know. We'll try to get back to it, but certainly al panav. Prima fascia, it's a tmiyadik. Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz, lo yimtza adam shiyakinehu, meaning there have always been goyim in the world. Jews have always lived near goyim, unless you make an okimta that is only telling you if you live in a town where there's no goyim within 10 miles and like it'll spoil.
Adam versus
yeah, something you can don't belong in everyday speech, you know, or like for drushes chazal, not for the way you use the words in regular. Explanations. Okay, let's see if we can come back to it. L'maisa, there's clearly a very yesodistic machlokas here. The question is, what are Rashi and the Ritva arguing about? Right, Rashi Udime and the Ritva Udime. What are they arguing about? What is the yesod of the machlokas? What is the yesod of machlokas? So, now, of course, right, what would Lutzin say? He would say there are always two ways, in general, to explain the yesod of the machlokas. Why? They're arguing about being mekadesh, kiddushin, with Isra Nadrabana.
Rabbi Lutzin always said there was three.
The Isra Nadrabana, meaning, whatever he asked me, is this enough a standard for that? Could we argue how far does this go or how low is the standard? Right, that's classic analysis. So, yes.
Rabbi always said there were three. There's both cases and there's the possibility of both of them together.
Okay, correct. Okay, it depends how you present it, but fair enough. Okay, but the way most Achronim take, the way most Achronim understand the Yisod of this Machlokas is they say they're arguing about Kiddushin. They're arguing about Kiddushin, right? What do most Achronim say? This is one way, is that they're arguing about Kiddushin. After all, we know from Kiddushin Af Nun Vav that if you're Mekadesh Bisura Nadura Oraisa, that's not a valid Kiddushin. Right? This is what Rav Chanan says. Why, if you're Mekadesh Bisura Nadura Oraisa, is it not a valid Kiddushin? So he says there are two possibilities. Either because practically you can't be Nene, what does he say? Well, practically it's not worth anything. And here he's more careful than Tosafot in Paris, and no one will buy it. And even though Guy would buy it, but you can't sell it to him, right? So he's like almost Tosafot in Paris, but backs down because he can't justify that. Or Bays, Din Torah, De'im Bo Chashivas Mamon, the Din Israel Mashle Ka'afra Bi Alma. What does Rabbi Chanan say? Says Rabbi Chanan, he's not the only one, right? He's not the only one. Basically, the Avnei Luim understands this as well, but he just says it very nicely. What does he say? He says that there are two ways to understand. Basically, it's not really two ways to understand Isura Hanadaraisa in Kiddushin. It's two ways to understand how to judge Kiddushin, right? How to judge Shavu Pruta of Kesef Kiddushin, right? They're arguing about Kiddushin, about the idea, about the din of Shavu Pruta for Kiddushin. Is Shavu Pruta a formal status? Or is Shavu Pruta a practical measurement? Practical effect. No. Meaning, the way Rabbi Chanan says it is therefore mekadesh the Isra Hana'ah de'oraisa eina mekudeshes mishum didin Isra Hana'ah Mafkia mimenu sheimam. Right? That's Rav Chanan. Right? Why? Because we care about the formal status of mamon. And the din is not taking the formal status of mamon. No! We care practically. Is it worth something to you? And therefore, mekadesh the Isra na'ah de'oraisa eina mekudeshes mishom Sheino Shave La Bifoal. Practically, she can't use it. That is Rav Chanan's Hakira. He says it as a Hakira in Yisrael no Doraisa, the Nafkamina being, and therefore, the Isra Hana Drabanan Mikudeshes Ad Shehev Kiyu Ella. Shehevkiyu mimenu hakidushin, Or do you say no? From a practical perspective, an Isra no Dereis and Isra no Derabanan, the exact same thing. What's the difference? If you can't use it, you can't use it. Right? From a formal perspective, they're very different. If you say Isra no Dereis is a mufka from Mamon, that's Isra no Dereis. The Rabbanan can't make something mufka from Mamon. But you can say no. You can say, and the Isra Hanah Derabanan Eina Mikudeshes, just like an Isra no Dereis, Mishum. Eino Shavela Befoal, just like it Kamo Isra Daraisa. That is Rabbi Chaim's Hakira. That they're arguing about Kiddushin. If you say that Kiddushin, we look at the formal objective nature of something. The nature of this, that's worth a pruta. Okay, you have your religion, your ritual limitations. But it's worth a pruta. Either because it's worth a pruta to Goyim, or because it would be worth a pruta if you didn't have your religious limitations. Right? But certainly, since it's worth a pruta to Goyim, Goyim sell it for a pruta every day, so objectively it's worth a pruta. You know, formal objective. Right? But Isra Hanah Daraisa is mafkia, the objective status, but Isra Hanah Darabanan is not. They told me not to eat it. They didn't change the chefta. Where do you say no? More subjective. No, an Isra Hanah Daraisa is because it's not worth anything to you. Likewise, an Isra Hanah Darabanan is not worth anything to you. Okay, there's a lot more to say about this, but I see that our time is up. So we're going to have to finish this discussion. And next time, there's two more things I want to discuss about Gidolim and Rab. I thought we get to both of them next time. Maybe we'll still try. One is, what kind of chametz is he talking about? What hour and what type of chametz? Big machlokes rishonim. And two is, which we already briefly mentioned, machlokes balamor and milchamos, is Rav Gidol or Rav true even according to Rav Shimon, who holds that there's no Issa Daraisa on chametz before Pesach? According to Rav Shimon, there's no Issa Daraisa on chametz before Pesach. That there's no lav before Pesach. How could there be an Issa Daraisa before Pesach? Okay, we'll have to get to those on the next Makorashim.
How far? Rebbe, like always, how far did you get?
How far did I get? I got to, basically I just barely started to. I got to Rashi and the Ritva. I still have to mention the Ritvas. I'm up to the Ritvas, except I cheated and sent over the Kovet Shira.
Oh, are you going to do the Shara Yosher?
I'm not going to, I realize it's very long and, I'm going to quote like one line from it. So I would say don't make a big deal with Shari Yosher.
Oh, I have a summary here, so I use the summary.
Oh, look at that. Okay.